You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. For more than 20 years now, the Idaho Botanical Garden has turned into a winter wonderland by transforming into a twinkling landscape of more than 55,000 lights across the garden's land. And every year, there are special programs that also pop up during this time of year. There's a new one this year that we're going to be talking about. Joining us live in studio is Erin Anderson. She is Executive Director of the Idaho Botanical Garden. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I do know there are people out there that are not familiar with Winter Garden Aglow, even though it's been around for a long time. So for people who maybe haven't experienced it yet, tell us about what it really is.
Winter Garden Aglow is a magical event. As you mentioned, we've been in operation for over 20 years, and this is a primary fundraiser for the Botanical Garden. What we have every year is over 550,000 lights that are spread throughout the entire garden, highlighting the natural beauty of the space. In addition to the lights, we also have food vendors that bring really lovely and yummy treats. We have Santa is on site every single night until Christmas Eve, and we have lots of other types of vendors, choirs, dancers, entertainment every single night.
And then you also have, don't you have some type of like train set or something like that? Because you add to it every year.
Every year we try and expand our elements. We've had a train club that's come out for several years now. It's one of our most popular attractions, especially with the kids who are about ages 2 to 5 years old. In addition to that, we've been working with a local group who puts on many different interactive light displays. So we call them widgets, but they're these different opportunities to contrast and change the lighting that's set throughout the entire garden. So making lights spin, making it seem as if it's snowing with the lights and the rains. Yeah. So every year we try and add something a little bit different just to keep people coming back for more.
How long does it take to set this up? I mean, you're 55,000, and we should say energy efficient lights.
Correct.
As well.
All LED.
All LED. Yeah. But I mean, when does this start for all of you?
We have a really unique partnership with the Women's Correctional Facility that's located right across the street from the garden. And we utilize about 8 to 10 women from the facility where we pay them to come over and start hanging lights on September 1st.
Really?
Yes. So it's a really big endeavor. We're hanging all the way up until the day before we're opening and ensuring that everything is twinkling and bright.
And it changes every year. I mean, even some of the light displays, like it's to me, it's never seemed like it's the same every single year.
Absolutely. We start working on the process and design in January of the year that we're going to be hosting the event. And it's trying to keep people interested. We want people to come back for more, and we want to provide an opportunity for people to experience something new every single year. For many families in the Treasure Valley, this has been their tradition for over 20 years to come out every single year. We want to ensure that we're providing the best possible display for them.
Yeah, I used to live right past the Botanical Garden. And let me tell you, this time of year, you get stuck in traffic every single night on Warm Springs because it's such a popular event.
It is a really popular event. And we are, last night I was driving from Harris Ranch down to Warm Springs where I live, and it was very similar. We had quite a few people that had come out. We had a private event that was hosted at the garden, and the line of traffic was quite long. So just as a tip, if you do live down Warm Springs, our busiest nights are Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and you may want to take an alternative route to get home.
Exactly. That's always good advice. We're talking with Executive Director of the Idaho Botanical Garden, Erin Anderson. So you have a new event this year. It's called Capes and Crowns. So talk to us about this, because this is for underprivileged families.
Yes. Every year we look at how can we incorporate new elements into the garden. And this year we've partnered up with two different groups. One of them is called Capes and Crowns, and the other one is an Avengers group. And what they're doing is they're coming out to the garden. They're coming in full costume, dressed as princesses and superheroes. And we had started this event just as a great add-on for our visitors to the garden. So it is open to the public. But in addition to that, we realized that for our admission price, it's not accessible to every single family in the Treasure Valley. So we partnered with 10 different nonprofits this year, places like Giraffe Laugh, Family Advocates, Catch, IRC, Boise Bicycle Project, just to name a few. And what we've done is we've offered free tickets to the families. And just to be clear, we've offered tickets to every single member of the family. So this isn't us saying we're going to offer tickets to the kids and the adults need to pay. We want to ensure that there's absolutely no obstacle for families to be able to attend.
And how many tickets have you been able to give out?
1,100.
That's really pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. And we think it's just going to be an extra special magical evening with all the different costumes that are going to be there. We're encouraging families and kids and adults alike to come dressed as their favorite superhero or as their favorite princess or prince. And I think it's going to be a spectacular evening.
And that's coming up this weekend, right?
It is. We're going to be offering it two different evenings on Saturday the 9th and on Monday the 7th. So either one of those evenings. And for the general public, it's just the admission to come on in and attend.
And tell us about some other events, because so this is new, this event,
yes.
But then you have like military night. So this is what, an appreciation night?
Yeah, we do. So this year on the 10th, we have our military night. It's free to all active and no longer active military individuals. And it's put on by Mountain America Credit Union. So this, they continue to do this every year. It's a very popular event. It's grown and grown. I think last year there was over 4,000 individuals who'd come out, and it's for military individuals with their entire family.
Why is it important to the Garden to do something like military night or something like, Capes and Crowns, which is helping underprivileged families? I mean, because you don't have to do this.
Right. We're a community-based organization, and we really want to be able to give back to our community in the way that they've given to us. We are a nonprofit organization, and it's incredibly important for us to be able to share that love that we've received from the entire community for the past 35 years. And while we would love to be able to open this event free to every single person, this is a primary fundraiser for us, so we can't. So every year we're going to look at, can we select special different groups?
Will you do something like this again, do you think, next year for underprivileged, underserved families?
Absolutely. We're going to look at how has it been successful this year? Are there different opportunities for us to increase and to grow that? We've already started taking information from other nonprofit organizations who are serving underprivileged families so that we can add them to the list in the years to come. This year, we went with 10 just to see how it'd be successful. Mm-hmm. Other things that we're going to look at doing in the future is there's an opportunity to provide shuttling, because the city buses close down at that time in the evening. A lot of the times, people's ability to attend the event is also based on, can they get to the event through public transportation? So that's something that we'll look at expanding as this program continues to grow.
And another event I want to get to and talk about is your winter solstice event that you do.
Yes.
During Winter Garden Aglow.
Yes. So winter solstice hasn't been something that we've celebrated at the garden in the past, but we're really looking forward to doing it this year. As we know, during that time, it's the darkest time of the year, and we want to add a little bit of brightness and sparkle. So we're partnering with a couple other organizations to collaborate to make this a really spectacular event. We're going to have fire dancers. We're going to have a giant puppet that's created, that's brought out from a collective group that does that here locally in Boise. You may have seen those same kind of puppets over at Tree Fort. And we're going to have a lot of different organizations that are coming in and just trying to make that event super special.
And that is what, December 20th?
December 20th.
Okay, 20th. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And at that time, we're also going to be announcing information about our summer solstice party, which will be taking place this summer. So we've been working on plans for that, and we'll be leaking a little bit of the information for that event as we come along through.
So you open November 28th, because you always open right around Thanksgiving.
Yep, right on Thanksgiving every year.
And then you close
January 4th this year.
Right. And it's in the, yeah, I mean, you have to wait. I mean, you want to wait until it's dark, right?
Yes. So we're open from 6 o'clock. We start, gates open at 6 o'clock, and we're open till 9 p.m. in the evening every single day.
Yeah, so you don't have to wait for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
You do not have to wait for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if you have an aversion to crowds, I wouldn't wait until Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. If you like to see the garden and be with much fewer people, I would aim for a Monday or a Tuesday. Those typically are the slowest nights.
Okay, that's good advice right there. I want to thank you for coming in today and also sharing about this new event. I mean, such a good thing to allow people who really can't afford the admission price to be able to go and see this event.
Yeah, well, it's incredibly important for us to be able to offer that opportunity, because this is our largest fundraiser of the year, and it funds programs like our Women's Correctional Facility program, our education programs that run throughout the entire year. And just growing our garden. So we want to be able to offer that to everybody, but at the same time knowing that this is how we're going to keep those garden gates open year-round.
We've been talking with Erin Anderson. She is the executive director of the Idaho Botanical Garden, talking about Winter Garden Aglow. Up next, a look at a magazine that's geared at building strong girls and women. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.